The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Not yet the new year, but happy new year. It's coming tomorrow. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Tonight is our review of the year 2024. What a crazy year. Very good stuff, very bad stuff. A very high action, high intensity year to me. And look at what I got here. Actual Minecraft blocks. I initially bought those as Christmas gifts for children, but I found them so amazing that I bought some for myself, and they have just arrived today. Actual Minecraft block. They are not official Minecraft products. They are on Amazon. It's called Magnetic Building Cubes. And look at that. You can actually stick them to each other. You can undo them here. And it's really like Minecraft. They have totally copied the Minecraft aesthetics. I'm thinking, I think I'm going to build the entire studio out of these blocks. I think, here I have about $130 worth of mini Minecraft blocks. I think if I want to do a full decor of this, I need about $2,000. $2,000 worth of little cubes. So if you guys want to support the building of my new studio, send some super chats tonight. I think I'm going to buy as many as those as I can on Amazon until the entire decor is made out of 3D little blocks. We have a TNT block, just like in Minecraft. I believe that this is considered a game for 3 years old and older. I'm having the fun of my life. Look at this, a portal. A portal. Now you can remove the little guy on top. A portal to the Netherworld. Wow. Yeah, I think I'm going to buy a lot of those. Barnaby Bruto says, no, you need a 3D printer, about $100 worth of filament, and another $100 worth of magnet. Yeah, but I don't know how the magnets are set up. It seems that the magnets are loose. It can move in the cube, and so when you attach it, you can hear the magnet inside the cube making a little movement. So I don't know. It's not just magnets in a cube. There's some mechanism that's making every time you place them. Frog Eyes says, what a waste of money. This isn't like JF. My theory, JF was kidnapped by the feds and replaced with a compliant clone a couple of months ago with his absence. Well, I'm not a man of expenses, but there's always some amount of money that you have to invest to make a nice decor. Remember, my old decor had a TV. Perhaps I could have a TV in that new decor. Perhaps it could be a TV embedded in Minecraft blocks. Perhaps a TV making the portal the purple portal to the netherworld. There's lots that can be done, let me tell you. It's like Minecraft. It works with your imagination. Cosmic Nut says, toys for JF. Shrink Mama sends a super chat. He says, the past 2 years, trying hard with the college bar hose helped me realize that there's very few, if few good women left in the U.S. It's best to take what I learned about female psychology and go overseas where there's so much choice. Yes, definitely. It's extremely rare, a good female in the U.S. at this point or in Western civilization. I found one, but just the amount of work that I had to do in my life to have enough exposure so that she would find me and contact me. Most people do not have access to this level of coverage that I have. And so my guess is that someone who's not a celebrity, most likely you can't, unless you have something really going for you, like super rich or super beautiful. I think most likely you can't find a woman of the quality that I have found. And so, yes, traveling, becoming a passport bro, may be the only. Elbow deep in my black ass says, lava lamps are cool. Bro, lava lamps are cool in 1985. What? I'm not going to put a lava lamp in my decor to do broadcast news analysis. I mean, it's lava lamps. Are you fucking kidding me? Lava lamps were cool. Oh my God, you remind me of when I was a kid. Lava lamps were cool. Last time they were cool, I was playing NES, an actual NES. We have a high-tech future developing in the Russia-Ukraine war. They're now attaching on the side of Russia here. They have attached basically a tree. A tree is attached to the drone, and it's going to impale another drone. Look at this. I hate when they add this rap music, but we have a new technique to impale drones. They have this giant tree, and it reminds me of the medieval contest, you know, with the big lens. Reminds me of the Cable Guy movie where they have a big lens on a horse and they impale each other. Here we have a guy who seems to think that he can't be arrested because he's not technically driving his car. And you have to be careful. If the policeman can make the argument that they saw you driving, you are basically on a traffic arrest, which is very different from arresting someone for no reason. On a traffic stop, you have to give your papers. You cannot ask things like, am I being detained? It doesn't change anything because you're in a traffic stop. And here this guy seems so confident that that the police cannot do anything against him that he's going to refuse to get ID'd, and that gives the permission to the policeman to take him down.
I'm writing your shit. Take it up.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up? What car are you in?
I ain't in any of these
cars. Let's go. Then you got to get out. Let's go.
Nah, I don't got to go nowhere.
You live here?
I don't got... Yeah, I live here. You don't got... Okay, what you walking up on me like that for? What's up?
What's your address?
Take that vest off. Come on.
Take that vest off for me.
Come on. Take that vest off. You know... Come on. Take that shit.
So Aries seems to believe that if I say take that vest off, it doesn't count as an aggression because I didn't say I want to fight with you. But the police is totally entitled, and in court, you could have the argument that take that vest off is a sign of aggression. It's early aggression. It may not be violence in and of itself, but it's an escalation toward violence, and the police is totally legitimate in interpreting this as a sign that he's wanting to commit aggression.
Shut up. Let's get it. Right, let's get it, man. Okay, what's up? What's up?
Do me a favor.
Take that shit off.
Take that shit off.
You're not a bitch. Take that shit off.
Come on, not take that shit off. Let's get it.
Where do you live?
Your partner here, like, you're gonna do something. You ain't gonna do shit.
Where do you live, man?
I live right here. There ain't nothing about
it. What's your address?
Do something about it.
Huh?
How about that? Take your shit off and do something about it. You, like, I won't.
And the guy is pretty small compared to the policeman. I wouldn't be looking for conflict like this.
You want? You want what?
I ain't gonna say nothing on that camera.
What do you gotta do? What do you
do?
What do you
do? Take it off. Let me see.
Okay, take it off. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me get your ID.
You ain't gonna get shit.
Okay.
Take it off.
Oh, and now we have a refusal to give the ID, and therefore the police is laughing because it's like, oh well, at this point I can't take you down.
Let's see. Well, what you laughing for? I'm writing your shit. What? Take it off.
And of course, the guy is way too small to be able to, and way too unprepared with his arms crossed like this, a judo take like this, very good takedown. But of course, this is what's going to happen. The guy is way too small to do anything.
Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand behind your back. Stop resisting. Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand behind your back. Stop resisting. Stop resisting. Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand behind your back.
I'm a minor.
So why'd you get in my face? What, are you going to hit me?
No.
I'm a minor.
Huh? So why'd you get in my face then? I told you stop balling up your fist, right?
I did.
Okay, so why'd you get in my face? Sir. All right, stand up.
Not me too, sir.
Hey! Hey! What are you doing there? Back up! Hey, back up!
Back up, back up.
What you doing there? Back up!
Right now.
The fuck you doing, bro?
Back up. It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Roll up on your side. Stand up.
What are you doing, bro? Stand
up. Get back right now. Back up. Back up.
I got him right.
Hey,
what's wrong with y'all, bro?
It's no big deal.
What's wrong with y'all?
Nice.
Back up. Hey, back up. Back up now.
I got him.
Oh, well, that is it. Fuck around and find out, says Frog Eyes. There was an interesting theory laid out by Cyril the Monarchist today on Twitter. I don't know that I agree with the theory, but I think it's an interesting perspective. He says, in civilized societies, the woman court the man and not the other way around. The true enemy of civilization has always been simps. If society is a union, then simps are the scabs. The men who allow female standards to degrade are lowering the standards for everyone else. I am beginning to realize that many things in society are a giant tragedy of the commons. When men had high standards, the women were forced to obey and have 10 kids. As men lowered their standards, it became a race to the bottom, which resulted in feminism. Removing the men with low standards from society, aka rapists and cheaters, is the core technology behind human progress. Okay, interesting. Blue Nose says, JF going up against Millennial X, Morgoth, Red Eyes New Year's Party, Battle of the Juggernaut. Oh, well, I'm not battling for the highest view counts anymore. I am just in my little corner of the internet expressing myself. So yes, I hope that all these shows get good viewership. At first, I don't think that the low-level males that are part of this theory should be pointed to as rapists and cheaters. Because rapists and cheaters are just a small part of this problem. I believe that the low-level beta males that are maintaining feminism into our society are low-level, low-desirability betas. But they are not all rapists and cheaters. The rapists and cheaters are merely parasitizing the beta males. And they're competing for the females in cities, but in an environment where rape will not get you a baby, this is all to be forgotten long term because it will be eliminated by evolution. What's happening under evolution is, yes, there is a bunch of women who are playing a game of pairing with betas, and betas are making themselves available for them in the city. They are willing to live totally cucked by the liberal order that is controlled by females in those cities and these liberal states. And they play the game. They play the game of having a job in those liberal places, of accepting the liberal priors, of accepting the domination of their wife. And so, yes, there is a problem here. And normally, probably what was happening is that a lot of these low-level males were getting eliminated by the harshness of the world or war and or even local criminality. And none of these natural selection pressure are as strong as they used to be. The wars are cleaner, there's less loss, and it's not clear that it's truly the weakest that die in war anymore. Maybe more random at this point. The local criminality, you have such a progress in medicine that a lot of people who would have died from an aggression 100 years ago or 50 years ago will not die anymore. And so you have less, and in terms of nature, we've totally conquered nature, and you don't die anymore of a hard winter, or you don't die of lacking nutrition. So we have farmed into existence a lot more beta males than there ever was in human civilization. This opens the door to, yes, them being content with a controlling female, with a masculine female, and there you have the whole association, the whole alliance for liberalism into society. Saturn Shine says, true, when white guys aren't in charge, it will fall apart. Well, that is one of the things that we saw in 2024. I remember 2024 as a year of failure in the aviation industry. You know, it started in 2023, actually, with the Titan submarine, the Diversity submarine that was built by something else than white men. So it was operated by females and diverse employees of all kind. And the thing just crashed under the pressure of water, carrying with it a millionaire and his son, the millionaire founder of the company. And so basically here you have an event of natural selection against trusting too much diversity. And then it was one after the other. Just recently, lots of planes not crashing fully, but getting to the ground and sliding and trying to brake and catching fire. And then we had a couple of crashes. And Ture says, not to forget Indian container ships and bridges. Yeah, we've had more bridges falling to, or at least being neutralized to accident. So we have the great beginning of the incompetent society that we have desired for ourselves, the society that refuses to score people in school, to classify them, or that give advantage in the scoring of the minorities. You end up with engineers, doctors, etc., who don't know what they're doing. The Ford X account has been hacked, calls Israel a terrorist state. Israel is a terrorist state. However, the Ford Motor Company quickly deleted these tweets, so I wonder if it's an actual hack that was taken by someone outside of Ford, or maybe it's an employee of Ford who just decided to go full traditionalist, you know, Henry Ford. Let's go back to the roots of Ford. Ford would have called Israel a terrorist state, and so why not? Barnaby Bruto says the spirit of Henry Ford lives. Absolutely. Elbow Deep says, Jeff, please comment the black cosmetic surgeon that was making videos of her dancing during surgeries. I haven't seen this video, but it's quite shocking to see our societies. You know, and this is the case of my tweet that made a lot of noise and that was viewed a lot. I react when I see golf and I see a black man playing golf and being a little rough, because to me, golf is symbolic of class, of manlyhood, but in a truly non-aggressive and non-violent way. So as society gets more diverse, we see the kind of behavior getting into places where we would not expect them. AF Post made us realize, I didn't know this, beginning January 1st, so beginning in 2 days from now, children born between 2025 and 2039 will be part of Generation Beta. Ah! Wow, we have named a generation, Generation Beta. It is the upcoming generation of babies. Hopefully they are not beta in their attitudes and their beliefs, but apparently they will be named Generation Beta. This starts with all babies born in 2 days from now and after. Jan Malchung has been flailing and has been so inconsistent. I don't know this guy. I don't know what to think about him. I remember a time where he was making kind of beige-ish talking points many years ago. Sometimes he would even take my defense when people were publishing lies about me. But then other times he's like totally denying nationalism. And it's like, maybe it just doesn't work to have a Malaysian talk about U.S. politics, because he can't do it consistently. Look at this. It's always funny to see race supremacists go on talking about taking back their country, whatever that may be, as if they even had a personal hand in building them, just reveling in the accomplishments of better men who, as it so happens, completely disagree with them. Stolen valor. Okay, so you read this and you would think, okay, Jan Malchung is a Malaysian U.S. commentator that takes the side of anti-racism, anti-race supremacy. But then he tries to surf on things like that are mimetic, like the support of Elon for AFD. It's so sad what they've done to the country. AFD must take it back. Well, Jan, you said here that taking back our country is ridiculous. And these tweets exist. You know, it's not like we had a change of mind by Jan. These tweets exist and they have not been withdrawn. So what do you think the AFD means when they say take back our country? They mean it in the very same way that you call race supremacists in these other tweets. In fact, let's go back to this. It is so sad what they've done to the country. Who's they? Who's they? They is the people who have changed the country. People who have changed the country were the people who weren't part of this country, and they have changed it in a liberal, diverse direction. AFD must take it back. Who must take it back? The German people. AFD represents the German people not wanting immigration, not wanting the diversity addition being done by the liberal order to Germany. So there is no way you can justify support for AFD without having a conception of race, what you call race supremacy, but what I would call racial consciousness and racial awareness. Because your commentary doesn't make sense, Jan Malchung. You cannot say what they've done to the country without understanding that the day you're talking about is immigrants or the people bringing in immigrants. We learned a little more recently today about the context in which Elon Musk led this whole banning campaign against Gripers and against a whole affiliate network that is called Conservative OG. I've been standing against the attack on free speech because Elon is abandoning his free speech principles. To me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're part of a stable of conservative thinkers that I personally don't like. I think you should be able to speak. And I think that Twitter cannot be a free speech platform if it bans people because they're part of a cheap stable. But today, Greg Bolden has revealed a message shared with me by Sarah Is Censored, a former affiliate, an accomplished journalist, showed that the payments was discussed when they were looking to bring her on board to advertise for a gambling profile. So it seems that all these people that were revolving around conservative OG and some other thing called Kalshi, they were networking to use the conservative right-wing talking space to promote gambling stuff, gambling website, and specifically Kalshi. You see here a discussion. Brand deal on the line, anytime for a call, brand deal. Doing brand deal with Kalshi with 200 plus influencers that we're managing, going through my firm. Let me know if you want to be a part of it, finalizing tonight. I think I do. I don't know what it entails. I just need your rate per post and how often. Needs to be at least daily. Oh, okay. I've never done anything like that before. I wouldn't know the first thing about rates, but I'm interested. Isabella De Luca gave us 75 a post for X/Instagram. Hey, I think I'm going to stay away from this. Combining gambling with politics will be difficult to post about, and it's not really my wheelhouse. Gotcha. So you have these tables of influencer. Isabella De Luca is this woman who has done her boob-centered baking videos, you know? You know, the woman that was baking and her boobs were coming out aggressively of her shirt and she had a little Christian cross. That is Isabella De Luca. And she kept producing all of these boob videos after, of course, because when it works, you keep doing it. So these people are selling their audience. And according to this conservative OG account, which was managing this kind of stable of influencers, this is all very Jewish. This is so Jewish. To have a network, this, I can get you a tweet by Isabella De Luca. It's going to be between two boob tweets. She's going to talk about your stuff. $75. And as was pointed out by Nabil Ariz in response to the tweet, this is crack whore, just sewer levels of rates. Like, what the fuck? I would have great difficulty selling a tweet that I don't feel must be tweeted, but that I would tweet for someone else. I would have great difficulty doing it at $5,000, at $10,000. Like, maybe at some point I'd be like, oh, I'm taking the money. But Isabella De Luca, who can get massive attention because of her boobs, why would she need $75 a post? Why would she sell for $75 a post? It's fucking ridiculous. But it is so much what the Jews do. They start these influencer groups and they're always in Discord channels and DMs and plotting about how do we control society. Poopy Stinky Third Butt sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, love your work and glad to see you back and doing well. Now that you sold your Bitcoin, well, I actually rebought. I rebought, I think, yesterday during the night. So now I'm back in, boys. I just wanted to benefit from a little rise of the price. And now I find that Bitcoin has crashed in price. And so I rebuy. Buy low, sell high is what I do. Now he says, if you had a large sum of money, what would you invest it in? Just wait for Bitcoin to get low again or something more traditional like ETF/index funds? Not financial advice, just hypothetical. Personally, I think that normie investment platforms of all kind and even their Bitcoin ETFs, it's not for me. Not for me. And I think that there are some grave things that will happen to this whole system, because I think ultimately Bitcoin will definancialize, as Michael Saylor puts it. Bitcoin will come and will remove the role of all these things as money preservation tactics. And so I think that the future, what it looks like in 50 years from now, is that the stock market is not so interesting. Because the stock market has always been a way to protect against inflation. But in 50 years from now, once Bitcoin has accomplished its purpose, no one wants to use the stock market to protect from inflation, because it will simply do worse than Bitcoin. So it's always going to be like, well, why wouldn't you do it through Bitcoin? First, all of these things are super monitored by governments. So you have a huge problem with the stock market. It's all seizable. Like, if your wife starts fucking you up and starts making false allegations about you, she gets a divorce, you lose 50% of it. No matter if you make profit on the 50% that's left, the state takes its own share. It's just too monitored, too controlled, and at some point, overly government legislation that's overreach in these fields will make these things much less appealing. True property, the kind of thing you could carry in your mind like a Bitcoin seed key, and that you can redeploy anywhere you are in the world. That is the only mechanism by which something is truly yours. Your house is not yours because it's feasible, because if the government decides to ruin your family life, they can. Your stocks are not yours. Your real estate are not yours. Even your money in your bank account isn't yours. No matter the amount of money I have or would have in your scenario, I would just buy Bitcoin in a hard wallet. Because the Bitcoin ETFs, it's a parasitic entity. You know that you will pay annual fees on your Bitcoin ETF. So they are making a good living from you keeping that money in. Now, if you want to hold Bitcoin 20 years on Bitcoin ETF, it's going to be like one person. Add this every year. And at the end of the run, you have much less value than if you had bought the actual Bitcoin. So to me, it's always going to be buy actual Bitcoin, buy actual ETH. It's the only true property that's left. And because it's the only true property, because it is so hard for the state to put its nose in, and because the judges cannot take it from you, it is what will attract all economic energy going forward. I have a big vision for what Bitcoin can become. So that's my answer to your question. Robert Paulson sends another super chat. Thank you so much for the support, you guys. He says, I remember Mark Braman talking about the caduceus strategy. Jews play both sides, keep them fighting to distract the normies, and of course, profit off of everyone. Yes, which is why every time I see these tables, even when a Groiper, you know, Project Groiper showed up on X, started an account, was growing it. It was not big yet. It had grown to something like 7,000 followers, I think, but he had bought a golden check mark. And even that, even when it comes from someone who claims the identity of a Groiper, I was actually wondering, is that a Nick Fuentes approved Groiper, or is that a Jewish stable being established to kind of drain from the Groiper attention? I didn't know. And I had my doubts about this account, because when I see a stable, when this is the signature of Judaism, you see a stable of rappers. Like, you know, I was listening to Dr. Dre yesterday. Still. I mean, this is such a good song with Snoop Dogg. But he was talking about establishing a stable. And still, Dr. Dre lays out that he has He has kept his hair to the street, signed up Eminem. He's doing 50 a week. He talks about, give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. It became, there's a Jew there, certainly. I mean, and even Eminem in his early tapes, you know, he makes a fictitious story where he enters an office of a Jewish producer of music. That is just how they operated in the classical system. Basically, Jews have been determining what I was listening to when I was listening to Sequa Radio 96.9, the top 10, Britney Spears. You know, it's a bunch of Jews that were deciding these stars are going to become big and, oh yeah, I'm friend with Britney Spears, I'm friend with this, I'm friend with that, and I can get you all together. And I think they're trying to do the same with Twitter. When I see these tables, these groups of solidarity emerge on Twitter, I'm like, this is not how the internet is born. And this is not how Papa JF will ever operate. Which is why I've never been joining any of these private platforms like Cozy.tv. Not that I wish them bad success, but I've never wanted to be part of a group of any kind because ultimately it's your freedom of thought that is at play here. These groups ultimately expect you to either talk about their advertisement opportunities or change your view on certain angles so that they get funding. It's never a good idea to be part of a group from an internet consumer perspective. So Isabella De Luca, we learned that, yeah, she seems to have been at least interested, if not part, of a stable of a conservative OG. It's like, they come out with these things, conservative OG. Like, bro, I've been on the internet talking right-wing talking points since 2013. I was there the first day live streaming became available. Are you really an OG? Because I've never heard about you. Anyways, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejects a peace deal floated by Trump's team. We are not happy with the proposals made by members of the Trump team to postpone Ukraine's admission to NATO for 20 years and to station British and European peacekeeping forces in Ukraine. Yeah, that is a very insulting deal that Trump is trying to establish with Vladimir. It's like, we will delay Ukraine's access to NATO for 20 years, but we will have our own troops in Ukraine. Well, that totally undermines what Vladimir Putin was expecting from this war, which is winning. But you're not going to get a concession from a winning party in a war. What the fuck is Trump thinking about here? Is he trying to intimidate? Is he trying to over-leverage his influence onto Vladimir Putin? Is he trying to threaten him by saying, hey, we're offering you these breadcrumbs. See how confident we are? But it's ridiculous because saying I will delay the access of Ukraine to NATO for 20 years is basically guaranteeing that 20 years, day for day from now, you have an immediate accessing of Ukraine to NATO. So from a long-term perspective, which is exactly the perspective in which Vladimir Putin looks at this, so you're telling me that tomorrow Ukraine will be in NATO. That is not the vision of Vladimir Putin, is to have this safe space in Ukraine, to be a truly neutral territory where it doesn't have to treat it as an enemy faction close to Moscow that could send missiles anytime. And Vladimir Putin sees it from the perspective of 100 years from now. He's thinking about it historically. That would be a problem. And he wants to leave it as a kind of heritage to Russia that he settled the problem of U.S. proxies being too close to Moscow. So you're giving nothing to Vladimir Putin. On top of it, you will be stationing British and European peacekeeping forces in Ukraine, i.e. the dangerous bio labs like those that were already established, i.e. monitoring and observation and spying over Moscow, effectively making Ukraine an enemy faction too close to Moscow, and in fact giving the enemies of Russia full access to observation stations and the capacity to monitor the Russian border. So all in all, it's a very bad deal. Trump, I don't know what's in his mind, but it's absolutely exaggerated and it's way too small. Dead World sends a super chat. He says, are you fully back in on BTC or just a little side money? You are confident that this bull run is not over? Well, I am mostly back in, seriously back in, not with side money, just back in. I'm not necessarily super confident that this bull run is not over. There are risks, and so don't take these risks if you can't handle the risk. Don't take it as a guarantee from Papa JF that the bull run will continue. However, in my experience, I've been through this again and again. In my experience, even if the top of the bull run has been met, you're going to have a re-meeting of it. You're going to have, people are going to go back to that price at 108K, and they're going to try to pierce through, and it could even go higher. So in my view, a bull run generally isn't just a single reach of a top price, ATH. And then suddenly a fall that never recovers. There are recoveries. There are occasions for recoveries. And I'm not into Bitcoin for the next 3 years. My goal would be with this rebuy to resell at a high price, simply to grow slightly. I'm not expecting a 10x from here, but I'm expecting that some sort of local bottom may have been attained for the next few weeks. Brody Lacid says, the U.S. would never accept something similar. China had missile bases in Canada. The U.S. would invade Canada immediately. Yeah, absolutely. So it's such a... You know, Vladimir Putin has always been trying very hard to be considered a full nation, to be given as much respect as a full nation as would be given to the U.S. In their whole involvement in the Middle East, that's always what they've been wanting, to be represented there so that their interests are represented and that they're taken into account. But the U.S. Military class has always been treating them like their concerns are not valid. Cyril the Monarchist says, your controlled opposition is what you are. Brian Esco was saying, Elon is new MAGA. Vivek is new MAGA. David Sachs is new MAGA. I'm definitely new MAGA, if MAGA at all. Will the OG MAGA accept guys like us, or will they push us away? Mostly, you're messing up MAGA. You're making it mean absolutely nothing. Because MAGA under you guys, and you guys have just been taking over the free speech market by having Elon buy Twitter, and then you've taken over the power of the Republican Party by allowing the election of Trump. And the Trump that you've elected in is so much less interesting that I don't know that it even qualifies as Make America Great Again. Because I don't know that America has been made great in the past through Indian immigration. Just didn't happen. America didn't achieve greatness by H-1B visas. So H-1B visas are a later addition to America that made it worse. And you guys are talking about continuing to make it worse. Because you guys are using all of the talking points to justify further altering the demographic constitution of the U.S. Ture says, the tech right is as Jewish as the woke left. So maybe they are the real woke right after all. 2024 was the year of confusion on the term woke right. People are misusing the term. We've had Michaela Peterson use the term without even understanding it. She thought that the woke right have said that they weren't racist and that they only cared about illegal immigration. So even her that was using the term, she cannot understand what she was talking about. So the woke right and Konstantin Kyssen has been also trolling about it. The woke right is generally a term used by the Jews to talk about racist right-wingers by implying that these right-wingers are just as racist as the left, and therefore by standing for a non-racist center that offers an alternative from the far-right racists and the far-left racists, because both sides are racist. It's just that the left is trying to disadvantage whites, the right is trying to advantage whites, but we are at the center, we are reasonable, we say, let us build a meritocracy. There's no meritocracy. I mean, with everything we've learned in the last few days about the H-1B visa, a lot of people coming out and saying, no, I was hiring people for a big corporation, and they were telling us, these jobs are kept for H-1B visas. It's all we're interested in. So there's definitely not a free market here. It's not the corporations are not like, oh, let's publish a job position and let's take in anyone who comes. There are earmarked positions in corporations, and Tesla is hiring a lot of them for H-1B visa only. And Americans don't get to be part of the competition for these positions. Silver Spider says, do I have this right? Woke somehow means Dems are the real racist because they care about race. Then the right becomes woke because they care about race. So woke now means racist instead of anti-white. Exactly. Exactly. That is very well put. Yes, it's the Dems are the real racist. But therefore, there were races that weren't part of the Democrats, and so they get called the woke right. Based Saxon says, just joining now, let us not forget the New York Tunnel Jews as one of the funniest things that happened all year. Oh yeah, I had forgotten about this incident. Jews being investigated by the police for whatever tunnels that they were digging in their church or whatever building that they had, and leading eventually to some Jews just popping out of the sewer grids on the streets of New York. That was absolutely fantastic. So let's go through the list of important events by CBS News. So the breaking of a plane happened in January 2024. People will remember the door of, not the door, but some piece of the wall just got ripped off of the plane, and people had to fly while there was this big opening, and they landed by emergency. This was a year of extreme incompetence, a year of danger, and a year where the incompetence is getting into fields that we did. Fields of meritocracy that formerly were highly selective in terms of the employees, in terms of the standards being put on materials. So we have now our big fields just crashing down. Ariel Suarez says, most current definition of woke I have encountered is aggressive and or coercive promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah, that's the initial woke meaning. Based Saxon says, Lev Tahor, I believe the tunnel Jews are the same group as the ones in Central America that were just found with 160 kidnapped children. Yeah, I've not covered this news because I don't know that they are kidnapped children. Many of these children could be the legitimate kids of these people. And so I've, because I know how these crackdowns on families can go, and I know that in corrupt governments, myself having been targeted by these corrupt governments, I know that they can say they were kidnapped children, but that doesn't mean they are. I believe that maybe some of these children may not have been kidnapped. And so I have been leaving that news item on the side because I would need proof before I go after an entire group and say, oh, yeah, 160 of these children were mistreated or kidnapped. You know, I've had exes of mine claim that I was an abuser when I wasn't. So I am extremely hesitant at judging, even when those are religious Jews. I'm leaving the story on the side as long as you don't give me a full proof. Taylor Swift, the Kansas City Chiefs were victorious in overtime at Super Bowl, making that team the first back-to-back NFL champs in 20 years. And we had Taylor Swift celebrating with Travis Kelce, halftime pep talk. Okay. We had a container ship struck Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Look at the bridge. Completely torn down bridge. Again, incompetence, where we normally would not expect these things to happen before. In April, we had a full solar eclipse, one of the rare, one, probably the only one, the last one that you could see if you're alive today. I am so fascinated that we have seen this total eclipse because we were on the road, me and my girlfriend and the family. So we have had a perfect view of that eclipse. The entire world around us became dark. It was absolutely fantastic. It was dark, but in a bizarre way. It felt like being in a virtual environment. As I was driving, the whole road became just slightly darker and then eventually much darker. And then eventually it was like the night. Almost the night. And man, I have turned toward this eclipse, and I have seen something that was impossible to capture in a picture. It was like the eye of Sauron, evil. Like if I had been a medieval mind, I would have been like, holy shit, this is the demon. The demon has taken over the sun and he's mocking humanity. It was absolutely dark, and the aesthetics of it, there was a little line of fire almost coming out, and it wasn't totally white like the regular sun. The line of fire coming out of the moon was more orangey, more and yellowish. So it was a absolutely beautiful view. I'm so happy that I was able to see this with my girlfriend, the total eclipse of April, a unique event in our lifetime. What else do we have? Claudia Sheinbaum won Mexico's presidential election. 2024 was a year of extension of Jewish power across various places of the world in a way that's very worrying, because you had the Jews move very hard on Gaza, and this all started from the October 2023, Palestinian attack on Israel, and then the whole year was dedicated in committing a genocide and bombing Gaza and basically eradicating the place as far as livability of it goes. In a way that to me is clear that there is intent of colonizing this, even if Netanyahu says there is none. Clearly, it was made unlivable for the Palestinians, and it was made in a way that would ensure maximal civilian Palestinian deaths and the ultimate purging of the Palestinian culture from this area. So as far as I'm concerned, that makes it a genocide. And meanwhile, while this was going on in Israel, we have seen a gain of Jewish power in various places, including Mexico, countries that suddenly elect, Javier Milei, a Zionist who's been extremely proudly visiting Israel and talking with Netanyahu. We have a gain of Zionist power, although we have a cultural war that is won, and 2024 was very bright for non-Zionist people to make their argument, to meme a lot on the internet, and the Elon Musk freeing discourse on Twitter has allowed a lot of cultural victories. But in parallel, we have Zion done being confirmed and probably being helped a lot by the Jews to gaining power in America. And we have these Jews who are taking over various places across the world. It all looks like a spider web being imposed onto the globe for the purpose of legitimizing the extension of Israel, the Greater Israel Project, and perhaps a war against Iran. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey, JF, I've been noticing a trend. Years ago, my doctors loved to prescribe antibiotics. Now they all say, hey, hold on to these, but you might not want to take them yet unless insert reason here. As if I can determine when I have a bacterial or viral infection. Why the change in opinions on meds?" Well, it is simply that this has been a policy of training doctors following the mediatic revelations of super bacteria. And people eventually realize that we've given so much antibiotics that people are coming to the hospital and the antibiotics are not efficacious on this particular bacteria. So someone comes, he's 80 years old, his entire chest is being eaten by bacteria. We give him an antibiotic, and in fact, we take the bacteria and we test it in the lab, and all of the antibiotics we have are inefficacious on this bacteria. So that is the problem of super bacteria, is that we just discovered that we have developed strains of resistance, and there's evolution, and the bacteria are evolving to handle the human strategies for fighting them. So they are developing more and more resistant. Because of this, there's been a training of doctors and the ministries of health across all of Western civilization. I've been pushing a lot, sometimes with posters even, to remind doctors we should use antibiotics only if absolutely needed. So they've defined a few antibiotics that should be the first line antibiotics that you can give a little more generously. Then they reserve some special antibiotics where they say you use this only in case of death, of potential death or something. So basically we have different degrees of antibiotics, but doctors are encouraged across the board to use them less. And so the reason the doctor told you, I will give it to you, but don't use it and use it only if this condition happens, is that the doctor is protecting himself against a negative review. Suppose that you were not an actual customer. Suppose that you would be sent by the government to test him. He wants to be able to say, I followed the procedure. I gave the antibiotic to the patient, but I only told him to use it if it was needed. So that's the whole story. It's a bunch of women in ministries of health that have decided we have to change the practice of antibiotics over prescription. which I'm not against. You know, I say woman because they are women, but I'm not saying it's necessarily bad. Yes, we've been giving way too much antibiotics because people come with a disease and it's not bacterial. So it's like people come with a viral infection very often, or they bring their kids who has a viral infection. And back in the days, doctors would give antibiotics to these kids on the thinking that, oh, well, the disease itself is viral. But first, you're gonna get a placebo effect. So I'm giving you something so you'll be happy. And at the same time, you're coming to my clinic. You're generating income from me. So I will give you something so that you can leave without being empty-handed. And also, they were saying, oh, well, the disease is viral, but maybe the complications could be bacterial. Maybe because your immune system will be weakened, maybe you're more likely to get bacterial lung infection or something like this. And it was all very loose arguments. Most of the time, they were given for nothing. But that's the state, and people have been wanting to change this, and particularly women in charge of, you know, educating doctors and controlling doctors. Legion of Boom says, hey, Jeff, how do you cope with an ex-wife who has borderline personality disorder or bipolar personality disorder and has alienated you from your young adult children? I haven't had a relationship with mine for the last 6 years. It's so hard to be a father in today's society. Well, so if your children are adults, your ex-wife is out of the picture. It really doesn't matter. Your children are deciding. If your children decide to listen to her propaganda about you, they are deciding to do so because they're adults. Now, it's a very different situation if they're not adults. But in your case, they are adults. So I would treat the first thing is your wife doesn't exist anymore. Your ex-wife doesn't exist. Forget about her. She doesn't exist. Now, you have a problem with your adult children. So I would extend a hand, which I presume you have already done. I would extend an olive branch to have a normal relationship with your children. However, if they, as adults, are evil to you, or they're holding against you things that you haven't done, and they're believing their mom, and if they do something that breaches the level of respect that you should expect from your own children, then just cut contacts with them and find what you want to do in life that will keep you occupied, whether it's to start a new family if you're still young enough, but maybe you're not since they are adult children. But if it's not to start another family, just start building Minecraft blocks or start prime number research. Do whatever it is that will make you a happy man, isolated from the abuse of your own children. Because if your children have decided to go the route of their mother, here's the thing. By cutting contact with them, they will be deprived of the value that you could have brought to their life, but that they rejected. They are in a revolt. They are in a revolution against you. You have nothing to gain to constantly expose yourself to abuse by your ex-wife through them. And so if they don't respect the basic rules of respecting you, not making lies about you, not holding things against you that you haven't done, not bringing up things that are related to your ex-wife to your face, if they can't respect these basic rules that you lay out, they're dead to you. And just like Kevin O'Leary, when he refuses to invest in the Shark Tank, he says, you're dead to me. You should do the same until they change their behavior, or forever if they don't change it. It's as simple as this. I would go as far as to say, if you have other children or if you have something else that you believe in, deprive these children of inheritance. Because if they are to mistreat you in your lifetime, you have no obligation to maintain this relationship with adult beings. And so consider where your money could be well invested. If you have other children that are more respectful, certainly, or if you have, if you like saving the whales, could give all of your money and your Bitcoin to a whale saving company or whatever it is that you like. But, you know, when you're old, it's no time to continue being abused, you know. Sometimes you accept abuse in life because you're playing it rough, you're on the streets, you want to win at the game. But when you become a certain age, like 40 years old or plus, it's no time to subject yourself to emotional abuse. So if somehow the BPD behavior of your ex has kind of spread itself into the behavior of your children, just cut the relationship until they can fix it. And maybe they'll never fix it, but set a life for yourself that you can be happy even if you never talk to your children again. That would be my recommendation to you. Then we had Hurricane Helene apparently destroying various parts of North Carolina. And there are some of these parts are still very much destroyed and have not been recovering. Then we had November. November came and 2024 was the year of the assassination attempt against Trump and eventually the win of Trump in the election. And ultimately, it was a very boring campaign, where Trump has basically made a broker deal, an alliance, you know, the art of the deal. That's the Trump that's how he's promoted himself in the past. And he has made a bizarre deal that would integrate the leftist big tech. And by big tech, I mean both Elon Musk and the Palantir bizarroids. It's a bunch of people that would also benefit from increased warfare. Somehow, we have all of these people were kind of caught in the net and included into the MAGA movement in a way that totally strips MAGA of what it meant in 2016. And so it's a bitter victory, this victory of Trump, because, yeah, certainly he's closer to us than Kamala Harris. But he has sold out on so many principles that one wonders if America will truly be better in 4 years from now. Trump has messed up with his first presidency and he has finished the presidency on a very bad record with COVID and basically letting the parasites of the US make their show, make their spectacle with the vaccine and COVID. And you have to be more intelligent than this when you're a Republican president. You have to know that all these people coming to your office, like Dr. Fauci, they're all traitors. They're all traitors to the nation. And you have to know that they will pull their most traitorous move against you. So not a superb victory, because ultimately it's a victory of another coalition than the one that had won in 2016. We had a Trump that was less based. We had a Trump that was fully kneeling to Zionist and terrorist. And we had a Trump that is talking about legal immigration against excitedly. A based Saxon response to my little counseling to his children. He says, I know three middle-aged men who have ex-wives that brainwash their children into believing their father is evil. My mom received the inheritance that would have gone to the children of a deranged mother who brainwashed her children. Now it will be my inheritance. Yeah, do it. And, you know, make sure that you don't give don't give to your mom if your mom will give it back to the grandchildren. So be sure that the money directs away from. But at some point, you know, the world is becoming insane, and many of our children will become insane in that process. And you shouldn't expose yourself to abuse, even if it's your biological children. There is a boomer attitude of, oh yeah, I will let my children do anything, and I will always have an open door and an open heart for them. But wait a minute. If they are making false allegations, if they are violent, if they are ruining your life in whatever ways, first, let's not forget, even if you disappear from the life of your children, they are out there reproducing your genes. So it's not like being around them is needed for their biological purpose to be accomplished. All they can do out there is either get AIDS or get actual babies. And so it's not that your intervention in their life is necessary for this to happen. Given that, you can fully enjoy a life isolated from them with your own passions and whatever you want to pursue in old age, while protecting yourself from the abuse and also knowing that they are out there. They can only serve your genetic interests. They can only serve or do nothing. So when you neutralize this, all of the harm that they can do toward you as adults, they can only bring positive, because it's wherever their sperm ends will either be an egg or it will be a Kleenex. And if it's an egg, then you have grandchildren. And you can be confident that you don't necessarily need to see them, and you can trust life to go on. But there is, but we shouldn't, in face of the crazy world that is becoming, we shouldn't abandon the basic principles of non-aggression and the basic principles of, hey, I'm not going to be your friend and I'm not going to be kind to you if you are deluded and hurting me in the process. Michael Montfort says, Jeff, why do you think there's so much autism nowadays in children? I don't think I've heard you talk about that. Well, thank you for the donation. There's autism because we pay for it. There's autism because if you get your child diagnosed for autism, it is one of the obligatory reimbursed health insurance claims that a psychiatric clinic can do by Obama law, by federal law. There's that much autism because there's money to be made. And as soon as you have the diagnosis, the doctor is cashing in. Then, oh, we'll make further tests, and he's cashing in still. And, oh, we'll hire this professional who's going to train your autistic kid to be talking a little more and establishing social contact. Cash, 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 tens of thousands of dollars come in just because you decided to call it autism. And so we end up with retards of all kinds being categorized into autism where they don't belong there. They don't have autism. They have all sorts of things. But we call it autism because it's the best way to cash in. And it's like, oh yeah, when you are retarded, yeah, you're going to have less social interactions. But it's not because you have autism. It's because you're retarded. So we have so much incentive to diagnose that it cannot go any other way. The thing is, I don't believe that there is more autism these days than there ever was. I believe that autism, the true autism, is just a natural variation of the human mind that was very useful to survive before. That's why it's been kept by evolution. But I think that the people we diagnose with autism spectrum, being on the autism spectrum today, have nothing to do. They wouldn't have been diagnosed 100 years ago or 50 years ago. They would have just been considered normal kids with maybe some, I mean, we wouldn't even have analyzed their social preference and say, oh, he prefers being alone. No, we would just call this a kid. And maybe someone would say, oh, he's lonely. But that's it. That's it. That's all you would get. So we are in an overdiagnosing society of monitoring, society of over-medicalization of everything. And it's a society of professionals and their different corrupt path cash in on the autism gold mine. That is why. Now, are there behaviors that are modern in nature that help create this diagnostic crisis, that helps doctors exaggerate? Yes, there are. The advent of phones and tablets and computers have led the new generation that is rising has been fully educated on social interactions with a screen. And they have different eye patterns. They are more like me. Like, I do not look at people in the eye when I speak. I look onto the ground and I'm very respectful and very respectful of physical bubbles. The generation that's rising is a little bit like this too, but they don't necessarily have autism. Many of them are just inheriting this attitude from being so much entertaining their social relationships on the internet. That's the way they do. They are not looking at people in the eyes. They are typing. They are looking at a screen. So you have autistic-like behaviors that are rising in the population. And sometimes the doctors will pick up on this and will use it as a justification to say, oh, well, he's autistic. But so many false diagnoses are happening, and it's a big scam. Rodilacid says, hey, good news. I'm on the autism spectrum as well. Spectrums go from 0 to 1, right? Yes. Zero. You can be 0.05 autistic, can be 0.2. Rodilacid says, I can tick the disability box in a job application because I'm on the autism spectrum. Don't ask me where on that spectrum. You know, and perhaps that's why I never get hired anywhere. I refuse to check any of these boxes. I'm never going to invoke a special status to get hired. It's against my principle. And so even if, oh yeah, it would be very easy for me to just go see my family doctor and say, hey, am I not autistic? I'm autistic, right? And he would say, oh yeah, you're autistic. And then I would go on, make this job application and say, oh yeah, I'm a disabled person. By hiring me, you are increasing your disabled person count in your corporation. I never do that. And perhaps it would help. Perhaps it would help me, but it's against my instinct. It's against my principles, really. I cannot work myself to try to acquire an advantage through victimization. And so I always leave all these checkboxes unchecked. Frog Eyes says, kids have autism because their parents are retards and TikTok-brained that feed their kids processed shit and park them in front of screens all day, every day. Okay, that's a strong judgment. Personally, I have been educated by a screen in many ways. You know, my interest in media production comes from a massive consumption of TV, French TV, English TV eventually, and movies. And I would go to sleep as a young kid or teenager, and there would be the TV playing for hours. I had asked my parents to have a TV in my room so that I could fall asleep with the reassuring analog radiation of a huge, deep analog projection TV. So I don't think that I turned out bad. I don't think I turned out bad. And I think there is some things to be learned from screens that this criticism doesn't fully acknowledge, doesn't fully capture. All right, and what else in 2024? Well, so we had the assassination of Trump, the election of Trump. We had the progresses of AI, where ChatGPT is progressing. And we had the opening of a competition against ChatGPT in the form of XAI, the form of other players showing up to generate images, videos, and stuff. So big progresses in the AI sector. I expect this to relatively calm down a little bit. We have Russia has secured its positioning in the Ukrainian war as not easy to beat and as not easy to do counteroffensives against. You know, 1 or 2 years ago, there was a lot of delusions around Ukraine will win and, oh, we're going to push back in the meat grinder of this town or that town. And ultimately, what we find in 2024 is that Russia is extremely stable. It has sustained all of the assaults that Ukraine is throwing at it and not looking like this war is winnable on the Ukraine side. Tringmail says, sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, Jeff, what are the possible evolutionary reasons for dyslexia? My grandfather and father have it. Well, I have never thought about evolutionary reasons for it. Dyslexia really looks like a trouble, like something went wrong. Dyslexia really looks like the connections are almost there to fully understand letters and symbols, but something is messed up and the order of it doesn't really pass efficiently through the brain. So, you know, dyslexia really looks like an electrical problem. Like, you know, when you look at a piece of furniture, some electric oven or some fridge, and there's one thing that's wrong about it that fucks up the whole thing. Dyslexia really looks like this. It really looks like a specific defect in the exact way in which the brain processes and parses symbols and visual things and transfers them into objective knowledge and abstract representations. And that little wire kind of is missing in a dyslexic person. So all in all, to say that it doesn't look like a feature. Like, if I come to see a fridge that you have, and okay, I find out, look, the problem, your fridge was perfectly working. But the problem is one wire in the whole electronics, one wire had been cut with a scissor. And the fridge was definitely not working once that wire was cut. You wouldn't come and say, oh, maybe there's a good reason why the wire was cut. No, it's like it was totally disabling the model. It was totally disabling the fridge. And there doesn't seem to be a reason why you would cut that wire. So your fridge was defective. And I think that dyslexia may be just a case of an actual defect, of something that we can't justify through a natural selection evolutionary pressure. We should simply remember that humans have not relied on written communication for that long of a time. And so we shouldn't expect the whole of humanity to have evolved to the point where everyone knows how to read and do it properly. It's absolutely understandable, without invoking natural selection pressure, that there would be a little bit of leftover in humanity where, look, you can still, as of today, survive without reading. So why would we have a whole population fully prepared to read? Of course, there's baggage, there's evolutionary baggage that we carry that may not have forced this feature to be available to all brains. That's my view. Now, if you want to make up a positive evolutionary reason why dyslexia would be advantageous, maybe you can see in the way the dyslexic process the world in images. And you can see that this may be kind of advantageous. You could think, well, when you process the world through symbols, perhaps it wasn't super advantageous to process the world through symbols because there for most of our evolutionary history, symbols were not used at all. But images and, you know, images of, like, you know, these cavemen who have drawn deers and hunting images on the side of caves? This is perhaps more what a dyslexic experiences. If you say hunting to a dyslexic, he probably sees the images of deers and the hunters. He doesn't see the word hunting. He doesn't see H-U-N-T-I-N-G in their mind. They see images. But you could argue that maybe viewing the world is in images was more productive 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago than it is now. James says, JF, do you think psychopaths exist as a person born with it? Or is it all learned behavior? I think you can be born with it. You can go see the scientific work of Joseph Ledoux on this. Ultimately, the psychopaths have a dysfunction. The psychopaths that like suffering, you know, the kind that, I'm not talking about the CEO psychopaths here. That's another thing. Not talking either about the autistic psychopaths. The psychopaths that end up torturing children and animals, these psychopaths have they have a different activation of their amygdala, which is a part of the brain that processes extreme pain and disgust. They just have this part is neutralized. And in fact, Joseph Ledoux, I believe, has some cases of physical destruction of the amygdala, maybe because of birth issues, or maybe they're born that way, and they do grow up to become psychopaths. So it seems to make sense that there is a causal role between damage to the amygdala and becoming a psychopath. I'm quoting from things that I read about maybe 10 years ago, so You should do the research yourself. I don't exactly remember. But search for amygdala damage, birth, Joseph Ledoux. I don't know if he has subjects that were damaged since birth. The amygdala contributes to fear, but simply activating this brain region is... amygdala damage, psychopath, Joseph Ledoux. Localization of deformations within the amygdala in individuals with psychopathy. Despite the repeated findings of impaired fear conditioning and affective recognition in psychopath individuals, there has been a paucity of brain imaging research on the amygdala, and no evidence suggesting which regions within the amygdala may be structurally compromised. Individuals with psychopathy showed significant bilateral volume reductions in the amygdala compared with controls. Surface deformations were localized in regions in the approximate vicinity of the basolateral, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, you have a host of research on brain damage and in amygdala specifically and psychopathy. James says, so it's not a trait that is adaptive. It's all brain damage. You could argue that even if it's brain damage, you could still argue that there's a path for evolution to exert its beauty here. Because maybe you're more likely to get this brain damage when you have a crack whore mother, you know? And maybe having a crack whore mother is makes it evolutionarily more relevant to be a psychopath. Maybe you more likely will need to be a psychopath in your life if you have a crack whore mother. So it could be a kind of weird response to the world still. I wouldn't exclude evolutionary explanations, but yes, there is strong evidence that there's either a causal or, like these studies, they are correlative. The study I just read. So you, when they are correlative, the study, you can still have a question, which is, did the amygdala, was the amygdala damaged and resulted in psychopathy? Or was it that the person is a psychopath and therefore didn't train his amygdala much in life? So the amygdala reduced in size as a consequence of the person living as a psychopath. When it's a causal study, you don't have this doubt, but when it's a correlational one, you do. Saturn Shine says, how do you convince someone that they have mental illness if they have anognosia? Well, if you're talking about some of the big mental illnesses where people deny it, like schizophrenia, 90% of the people who have schizophrenia will never acknowledge it. Even the guy we spoke to yesterday, I asked him to give me evidence that celebrities were talking about him. And he has a whole list of things that he observed. It's like, oh yeah, that day I made that post on my Instagram and then Nick Fuentes ended up talking about this, which is related. And it's like absolute schizo stuff. But this guy will never accept that he's a schizophrenic. For him, it's so clear, JF. It's so clear. I talked about it on my Instagram, and then I look at his Instagram, and it's like, there's 3 views on your post, bro. 0 likes, 3 views. No one has seen this. It's Nick Fuentes isn't checking your Instagram to determine his nightly show content. But he was convinced of that, and he will probably be convinced of that forever. So when someone denies one of these disorders like schizophrenia, I think that a lot of borderline personality disorder are they won't acknowledge it. It's almost impossible. So my answer to you is don't even try. They're never going to be reasonable. They are in a state of absolute fucking delusion. They will die in that state. And finally, for my review of 2024, at the personal level, I've been attacked by the state. So it was a terrible year for me, where I had to run away from state authorities that were trying to harm and kidnap myself and my family. I have been successful, though. So I am extremely happy to have been successful, because every time they pull that kind of stuff on me, I become more resilient. And this whole thing, this pursuit across Canada that was absolutely on an unjust basis, that was pulled by liberal powers wanting to separate me from the people I love, it has pushed me toward a province that I feel so much more at home in. So much more at home than Prince Edward Island and Quebec. I have found happiness here. I have found safety for my family. And I know that we are standing on more rights here. We are standing on more due process. I will be freer here, because I won't have to worry. What if I talk about this and then some troll calls this agency and this agency kidnaps me? Here, it seems that we have a common law and an English understanding of the legal system, where you are innocent until proven guilty, and where you have rights to have privacy from the monitoring attempts of the state onto your family. So in the end, it's all good. It was very painful to go through, because we're talking about selling a house at one end of the country, buying another one at the other end, doing 40 and more hours of driving in between, doing so with the fact that I'm in a new relationship with my girlfriend. We are kind of still in a honeymoon moment of our life. And so to have to flee the state while you develop this relationship is both strengthening the relationship, but also it sucks because the early relationship should just be pure fun. It shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't have to ask yourself, will my girlfriend accompany me through a whole continent to survive state oppression? But in the end, our relationship got tested by these sad events. And so in a way, the liberal regime of the eastern provinces of Canada have only made me more enduring, and I've made our love stronger for each other. And I've led me to take radical choices that have led to my relocalization, and now I will have to rebuild an entire new decor for the show. But we stand stronger on more rights, on a province that is more welcoming, and this makes me more decided than ever to pursue the eradication of undue process in liberal society, which at this point a lot of people are fleeing from. So happy new year. I think I will do a show tomorrow so that we can celebrate the new year and do the countdown tomorrow. It might be a late show. Maybe we want to catch the midnight 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 9, 8. I don't know. We'll see when it is, and we'll see when I can do the show. But it would be good to celebrate with you guys. Steven Robinson says, JF, do you have a wood stove? No, but I have various options for heating, including electric and natural gas. So here everything is about natural gas. So there's much less wood stove. But I feel secure with various options here, even if there's no wood stove. Magus Kaiser says, strange how the governments could push almost all of the native Indians out of the countries but can't get rid of the invasion. Oh, well, we can discuss that more tomorrow. Much love, everyone. Sleep well and happy new year if you can't make it to the show tomorrow. Bye-bye.